So this week's Parshas Kedoshim, we have several mitzvahs in this parsha. But there's two mitzvahs which are very close to each other in the parsha, and the Achrayim discuss the shaykhs between them. There's one mitzvah that says, Lifnei iver lo titen mirshol. You cannot cause, the Parshat Shad is not to put a obstacle in front of a blind person. But you learn from here the idea that the Chazal learned from here that a person should not cause somebody to do an aveira when by mistake causing him to do an aveira, he's not realizing he's doing something wrong. Then a few pasukim later it says, "Hoicheach toicheach isam yisecho." You have to come and give a techocha. Person has to come and rebuke and tell his friend, "What are you doing? You should not do an aveira." So the Reb Chon Wasserman in the Kivitz Shiurim Lemaise on the Shmaitza, he asks, why do you need both? If you tell me that you have a mitzvah teichecho, you have to tell a person, don't do an aveira. You have to give him, you have to scream at him, don't do an aveira. So obviously you should not cause him to do an aveira. Isn't lo yifnei iver lo titen mirshol included in the mitzvah teichecho? That's the shayla of the Kivitz Shiurim. So, they're both halacha. It's two mitzvahs. Oh, you mean lifnei iver includes also financial? But it says with the Gemara learns from here also the iser has to do with gabri averis as well. So that part of the mitzvah, why you need to have a part of lifnei iver? Someone is saying maybe just to have two averis, maybe. Let's see a few answers that today, and to see how the Achrayim address it. So the Reb Chaim Wasserman himself says we're talking about a case that a person is doing something which is not an aveira in his eyes. For example, a person has a suffix iser, and is using a cheskas heter. You have an halacha, all kinds of ways that a person can decide what's the halacha. He's not sure. He took a piece of meat. He doesn't know if this meat is kosher or not kosher. But he goes, but so the food is kosher. But I know for a fact that it's not kosher. I know. I saw that meat. This guy is applying the halachic guidelines. And according to his understanding and his view of the world, this meat is kosher. But I know for a fact this meat is asur. Says Reb Chaim Wasserman, that then you have, this will be the case. Mitzad me, I can't go and give him that food. If I know this meat is treif, in my opinion, even though in his eyes it's not treif, I can't go and give him that piece of meat in his plate. Because I'm soifim him iser. That's lifnei iver lo titen mirshol. I'm causing, in my understanding, I'm causing him to do iser. But there's no techecha over here. Not going to go and tell the guy, don't eat the meat, because in his eyes, not only that he's making it up, he is using the halacha guideline to say it's okay. So mitzat teichecho, I'm not going to come and warn him to stop eating it. But I can't be the one providing him the food. That's the answer. The Reb Chaim says the difference between teichecho in hachach teichecho sabitecho and ifnei iver. Ifnei iver is basically providing somebody. You're misafi something. You're giving him the food. And the teichecho is to tell him to stop something. You warn a person only when he in his eyes do something wrong. There's another answer that the Achronim say based on, there's a sefer called Emunah Shmuel. And I think probably this is the most famous thing that Emunah Shmuel has discussed. Is there a lifnei iver lo titen mirshol? Is there any problem to cause someone to do something wrong if for me it's not wrong? So he brings many cases. One of the cases is when you have the cases where anybody learned afyayim, even medullo babayim, you have a semi-attached limb connected to Behemoth, which is mutter to Yisrael, also to a guy, brings that case. But, what?
A lady to do a makif.
For you, me there's no Yisrael, for you there's no Yisrael, is there a problem or not? Is there a problem, belief in either? Is there a problem of causing you to do an aveira, for me it's not also? And the Munah Shmuel holds that is not a problem. A belief in either, to make sure is a din, only if for me it's a Yisrael. The Achron you learn from here, so the Menchasosha brings it, he says it's based on Machlokes Rishonim. Really, the question is, what does Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Mirshol mean? Is Lifnei Iver a definition in the mitzvah? I have a mitzvah to do something. Part of my mitzvah, of that same mitzvah, is also to make sure that nobody else will do something wrong. But if I'm not mechuyev for the mitzvah, so I don't have the Lifnei Iver. Or the Lifnei Iver is just a general thing. Don't cause anybody in the world to do anything wrong.
Like a coin given
the Yisrael
Truma?
Oh, so yeah, so we'll get to a similar case in a second. I mean, Yisrael Truma, that would be a good question. Because then, I'm not sure about the Truma case. But there's an opposite case. What happens if a Yisrael is marrying a coin to a Grusha? Coin cannot marry a divorced woman, but Yisrael could marry a divorced woman. So we'll get to that in a second. So the Rav Asher brings, Rav Asher Weiss brings, the chutz of machlokes rishonim, because rishonim ask when you have a avodah zara, and you have lifnei iver ten michshel avodah zara, is it considered avodah zara that a person has to die for it, like any issur avodah zara, or not? He brings the machlokes rishonim, says the chur depend on this idea. If lifnei iver is a part of the mitzvah. So if you have a leaf neighbor of the Zohar, leaf neighbor is part of the Zohar. But if leaf neighbor is not part of the mitzvah, so I mean it's a general thing in the Torah, it's nothing to do with that specific mitzvah. If I have the mitzvah, I don't have the mitzvah, it's not part of that mitzvah. That's what wants to be told. The Emunah Shmur learns that it has to be part of the mitzvah. If I don't have the mitzvah, I don't have leaf neighbor. One of the questions, the big problems with the Emunah Shmur is a few questions. One of them is that Tosfos B'Metzia says regarding a Yisrael who becomes a shliach for a kohen to marry a grusha. So a kohen wants to marry a divorced woman, and the Yisrael is a shliach. So Toysa says, he's oyver mishum lifnei iver lo tita mirshal. Toysa bo metziah daf yudam and beis. Yisrael is oyver and lo tita lifnei iver by causing the kohen to marry a grusha. But the Yisrael is not obligated to marry a grusha.
Does it work? Like
yeah, so the Gemara there says not considered to be shliach l'aver because he's not doing an aver. Yisrael is not doing an aver.
Why not?
That's because he's not doing. For him, it's not an aver. It's a aver only for the kohen. I know, but the Gemara there speaks about ain't shliach l'aver. And shliach l'aver, the Gemara brings according to one way to understand shliach l'aver is only if you're doing an aver. I'm not doing an aver. He's doing an aver, so I can be a shliach. Says Tanya, well, you do lifnei iver l'ten mirshal. Why do lifnei iver l'ten mirshal? I don't have an obligation. Maybe one could argue that being a shliach is different. Not being a shliach, let's say nafkamina, let's say you're a rabbi, and someone comes to a kohen comes to the rabbi and says, "I want to marry, a grusha, a divorced woman," and the rabbi says, "No, I can't do it." He says, "Now I'm going to go do it the wrong way. I want to do you. Are you ever lifnei iver? If you're not a shliach, the rabbi's not a shliach. Maybe you could argue to Emunah Shmuel. Okay, something to think about. But the ma'aseh according to Emunah Shmuel, you don't have lifnei iver when I'm not obligated. So let's say this case, the rabbi is marrying the kohen to a grusha. He's helping him to do it. There's no lifnei iver, but obviously he has a chech to chech temitecha. Misayel, Christian, then the chur will be part of it. But a chech to chech will be. She has to warn him, don't do it. So here you have a case. You don't have lifnei iver, but you have a chech to chech. Because Churi spoke about a case that you don't have a chayach to chiyach, but you have lifnei iver. Here's the opposite. You do have a chayach to chiyach, but you don't have a lifnei iver. So I want to say, if I understood it correctly, if not, maybe that's the pshat in that, there's the Achronim bring, based on a Tosfos in Kiddushin. Tosfos Kiddushin speaks about a case that a father wanted to test his son. So he told the son to tear a clothing bechamosu, with anger. And the son thought, that's what it looks like, the son thought that he's ruining the clothing of the father. So Tosfos says, it can't be that's what the son thought, because if the son thought he's doing something wrong, the father caused the son to do an aveira. Lifnei iver l'ten mirshal. Tosfos says, when a person is intending to do something bad, even though he didn't do something bad, it's lifnei iver. I'm causing you to intend to do something bad. Like the case of a person going to eat a piece of meat. He thinks it's pig, but really it's not pig. He's intending to do something bad. You have lifnei iver in that case as well. So Shlomo Zalman speaks about what happens if a person is eating in your house. And he doesn't care if it's kosher or not kosher. He doesn't care. But it's kosher food. He says you have to tell him, you should know it's kosher. Why? Because if you're not telling him it's kosher, he thinks he's eating not kosher. So even though he's eating kosher, but mitzvah lifnei iver, you're causing him to intend to do something bad. You can't cause someone to intend to do something bad.
What do you mean?
What
have you done wrong? He ate kosher.
He had that intention.
Why is that relevant?
The Gemara the brings a few cases. One case is when a woman doesn't know that her husband was mevatel her neder. When her husband can go and make for the neder. She did a neder, she's not going to eat apples. The husband says, no, I'm not agreeing to that. She doesn't know the husband said it, and she ate apples. She intended to do something wrong. So even though it's not an avera, Hashem yisach lo. She needs to give kapara. So Tosfos says that not only it's a problem, you can't cause someone to get to that situation where he thinks he's doing something bad. So one could say, "What about Teichecha? Can you go and tell a person, don't do it? Don't do what? Don't have the wrong intention when you're eating the fruit?" First of all, Misvara is hard to say it. It's also, what does Teichecha? Teichecha means you're stopping someone from doing something. Here, he's not doing anything wrong. The actual food. It's only the intention. It's hard to say that you have techech over there. Someone to say, there's no mitzvah techech only on a machshava. Because you're ruining the food. The pigle causes the food to be bad. Here it's a das, it doesn't affect anything in the maise. So you have something to think about. Maybe you have techech if you have livneiver. So the chayim is struggling to say, what will be, when can you have that and not that? I was thinking when this will end, then the chayim, it's two different things that have nothing to do with each other. Mitzvah Teichecha means you're warning a person, you're telling him, don't do something bad. There's a discussion, someone mentioned, showed to me, that really, to what extent can it be? Many of you show him old, that the extent you can do it is only, you can't hit something. Let's say you see someone doing an aver. The chinuch holds, based on the Gemara and Erechim. The Gemara says, Achi Akenu. What's Achi Akenu mean? So the discussion, and I don't understand Achi Akenu. Achi Akenu means, do you have to give Teichecha to a person until that person will hit you? You have to be with them. Don't do it. Don't do it until he gets so upset at you, he's going to hit you. Almost hit you. Until then, you have to give techecha. Or it means that you yourself can hit the person. So taking the pshat, let's say the way the chinuch learns, techecha means you have to warn a person. Don't do it. Let's say a person is insisting, I want to do it anyway. You can't. You tell him, don't do it. Don't do it. You're making the person upset. You're just letting him know that this thing is usur. That's what techecha is all about. Not more than that. You have to give him a lesson. Livnei means don't entrap someone. Don't bring a person to a place where he, right, as the Gemara brings the classic case, the Livnei is only if he himself cannot get to it. You have a Nazir that cannot reach the wine, and I'm giving him the wine. So I'm really bringing him to a situation, I'm causing him to do an Avera. So let's say in the case, there's two different things. One is don't cause someone to do an Avera. The other one is inform somebody that this is wrong. Ma'ariv Kamina, what happens if a person says, you're giving a piece of meat, which is treif, to somebody. You put it on his plate, he wouldn't be able to get to it without you. You put it on his plate, and while you put it on his plate, you're giving a fork and knife, and you tell him, you should know it's usur to eat it. You're providing the food to him. But you're telling him, you should know it's usur, and he's screaming at him, don't eat it, don't eat it. Are you yoytze mitzvah techecha? L'chor, yes, why not? I'm warning him, don't eat it. No, and the fact he's giving, he's giving me money, whatever the reason is, I'm not pretending. I'm not like smiling and saying, oh, take the food, but you should know it's awesome. I'm saying very seriously, here's your food, but you should know, you should not eat it. If you eat it, you have a lav, and if you have a few lav, you can go to Gehenim, you're going to suffer from it. And I mean, he's screaming, and the guy's getting upset at me, I'm giving you techecha. Am I going to the mitzvah techecha or not? L'chor, yes. Is it a livneiver? Yeah, because I provided the food. Provide, it's two separate things. Livneiver means don't provide someone with the ability to do an avera that he couldn't do without you. Techecha means inform a person, this is usur. A person can be informed, but you're still helping to do it. Right? And mitzad sheni, the Rekumet Shem says, if I have to inform, that means don't make him do an avera. Techecha means give him he has to know this is usur. Livneiver means don't be Messiah, don't provide him with aveir. You could provide him and still give it to Techecha. It's two separate mitzvahs, the Chura, two separate mitzvahs are not shared to each other. Maybe that's a way to answer the Kovachur. Say it.